KWCO-FM, HD1, Chickasha. It's time for news.
Fair and 72. Good morning. George Plummer in with Cool 105.5 News. Today, Saturday, July 28th. News brought to you by DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning and the First National Bank and Trust. A few showers and storms in the region. They're mainly west of Duncan down to Comanche, moving off to the east. We'll have a chance for some showers and storms in the region today with a high of 97 and then a 40% chance for storms this evening. Tomorrow's high will be also in the upper 90s and rain possible Sunday night into Monday too. Authorities still searching for the hit-and-run driver who struck and killed a man. The story coming up in today's Cool News.
From blazing heat to freezing cold, Oklahoma's weather can wreak havoc on your home comfort system. Keep your system in shape with regularly scheduled routine maintenance from DeHart Air Conditioning. Their certified specialists can take care of any issue affecting the performance of your home comfort system, keep it in shape, and fend off the sudden shifts in weather. Ensure a comfortable home with reliable maintenance from DeHart Air Conditioning. Call now, 224-0184.
Investigators continue asking for any information regarding the tragic death of a man struck and killed by a hit-and-run driver. The accident happened early Friday morning on U.S. Highway 277 west of Nenakaw. The victim still has not been identified. The state medical examiner sifting through records to see if they have any information. The victim, a Caucasian male between 30 and 45 years old. He was wearing a blue T-shirt with the name McKesson on the front. Nenakaw police and the highway patrol determined the vehicle that hit the man was traveling west on the highway. They have publicized photos of tattoos on the victim, including a cross on his chest and what appears to be the Grim Reaper with the dog on a chain on his back. Information we posted on our Facebook page has been shared more than 300 times and has reached 16,000 people. If you have information, you are asked to call Crime Stoppers at 405-224-TIPS, Nenakaw Police, or the Highway Patrol. A lot of disappointment following the news that PSO and its related partners are canceling the Windcatcher project. The announcement made after the Texas Public Utility Commission ruled against what would have been the largest wind farm in the country. The plan had already won the approval of the Federal Energy Regulatory Commission, as well as regulators in Arkansas and Louisiana. The plan was still under review in Oklahoma. Chickasha State Representative David Pyramid among those disappointed to hear about the Windcatcher cancellation. The minority floor leader said it's a huge loss for Oklahoma and the U.S. He said much of the equipment for the infrastructure was going to be manufactured in America, and many components would have been made in Oklahoma and surrounding states. Pyramid said the project's been under attack by the fossil fuel industry, as well as politicians who are funded by that sector. More Cool News coming right up.
Think your grandparents are more likely to fall for internet scams than you are? According to national news reports, internet thieves are more successful scamming young people than grandparents. I'm Randy Talley with First National Bank and Trust Company. Protect yourself with our new FNBT 360 checking account with Ultimate ID. You get 3-bureau credit monitoring, instant inquiry alerts, credit score tracker, and fully managed identity fraud recovery services. Call or visit First National Bank, member FDIC.
We want to remind you of some highway closures in the Anadarko and Apache areas that are taking place over the next few days. In Anadarko today, Central Boulevard just east of 1st Street and U.S. Highway 81 about a mile north of Highway 19 near Apache to be closed today. Tomorrow near Apache, U.S. 281 just east and just south of the Highway 19 junction will be closed. Then on Monday, U.S. 281, about 2 miles south of Highway 19 near Apache, will be closed. The road closings are due to work on Union Pacific Railroad crossings. Here's what we're talking about this weekend in our Cool Conversation. We're talking about the annual cleanout of Chickasha water lines with representatives from USW. That's the city's contractor for water treatment. And on Real Estate Today, our guests are Greg Winters and Gayla Lutz with Canadian Valley Technology Center. The Cool Conversation coming up about this time next hour, followed at 8:30 by Real Estate Today. We have links to both programs on our website. Go to cool1055fm.com and you'll find them under the Community tab. The Grady County Farmers Market opened this morning. Vendors will have things like squash and peppers, green beans, also some homegrown tomatoes, some black diamond watermelons are at the farmer's market today. And that's going on at 7th and Choctaw Avenue in Chickasha in the parking lot across from Dairy Queen. The vendor should be there till about noon. Obituaries today include 66-year-old Donna Jernigan of Ninicom. Memorial service will be at 10 o'clock next Wednesday morning at Ferguson Funeral Home. Memorial contributions may be made to the Oklahoma City Animal Shelter. Our weather forecast today calling for a chance for some storms for much of the day, and we'll have a high in the upper 90s both today and tomorrow. Chance for storms with us through the weekend, with another good chance for rain coming in late Sunday into Monday. Right now, some showers and storms just west of Duncan down to Comanche, moving off to the east. Right now, downtown Chickasha, just a few clouds at 72. Get the temperature whenever you want. Call our time and temp line, 222-2233. Cool 105.5 Sports, next.
Growing up, there wasn't much to do in this town. Still isn't. So we sneak on well sites, you know, pump jacks, tanks, and other equipment. Never worried about the dangers. Then I got hired by an oil and natural gas company and took hours of safety training just to go on a well site. I knew messing around there wasn't smart. But to think of what could have happened, we just got lucky.
Smart beats lucky every time. Stay away from well sites. Learn more at OERB.com/lucky.
In sports, Marlowe's Dawson Huddleston scored the game-winning touchdown in last night's All-State football game in Tulsa. Dawson was at the receiving end of a pass from Elk City quarterback Chipper Skelton that went 74 yards for a touchdown, and the West All-Staters downed their East counterparts 12-7. Quite a comeback for the West, which was trailing 7-0 at the very end of the third quarter. West got on the board when Chisholm's Devin Fulgham returned a fumble 24 yards to get the West within 7-6. And then the Skelton to Huddleston pass came midway through the final period. East did have a chance for a potential game-winning touchdown with less than a minute to go after an interception, but the West defense managed to hold on. Huddleston finished with two receptions, by the way, for a total of 89 yards. Two area All-Staters, part of the offensive line, Tuttle's Hunter Anthony and Minko's Garrett Jones, and Blanchard's Jackson Greenwood was part of the West defense. And Blanchard coach Jeff Craig was named one of the Regional Coaches of the Year by the Oklahoma Coaches Association. The Oklahoma City Dodgers had their three-game winning streak broken last night. The boys in blue falling to El Paso 8-2 at the Bricktown Ballpark. The teams continue that series through Monday in OKC. Game time 7 o'clock tonight, 6 o'clock tomorrow, and then again 7 o'clock on Monday night. Our cool news, weather, and sports today brought to you by the First National Bank and Trust and DeHart Heating and Air Conditioning.